on WGLT, Normal, Illinois. It's Radio Munson. I'm glad you're along this evening. Boy, that's a heck of a band, isn't it? That's the Columbus Jazz Orchestra. That's like Columbus as in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio Jazz Orchestra. And Ray Eubanks was the musical director at the time they recorded that album that included that one, Bebop Charlie, song written by Bob Florence, the big band leader and composer and arranger. And we bebop into hour number two of Radio Munson. We're here till 9 o'clock, Central Daylight Time tonight. I promised something by Kenton's band tonight. And here's one that in which Kenton, and this is not the only time he did this, enlisted the entire band as vocalists. And it just seems like the song to play tonight.
It's a long, long time from May to December, but the days grow short when you reach September, when the autumn weather turns the leaves to
to be spending them with you here on Radio Munson, Stan Kenton's band. Here on GLT and a little bit of Sassy Sarah Vaughan from 1950.
Can't get out of this mood. Can't get over this feeling. Can't get out of this mood. Last night your lips were too appealing. The thrill should have been all gone by today in the usual way. But it's only your arms I'm out of. Can't get out of this dream. What a fool to dream of you. 'Twasn't part of my scheme to sigh and tell you that I love you. But I'm saying it, I'm playing it dumb. Can't get out of this mood, heartbreak. Here I come.
Sarah Vaughan, 1950, with a small group that included Bud Johnson on tenor and Tony Scott on clarinet. Benny Green was a trombonist, and Jimmy Jones was a guy playing piano. Here on Radio Munson, we're going to do a little mopping up here in the main GLT studio in just a few minutes with Ralph Flanagan's band. Thing he recorded that same year, 1950, that Sarah recorded that, called Rag Mop. Yeah, we'll get the Rag Mops out here. I didn't mean to reach to rush this season into autumn. I know it's not officially autumn yet, and after all, the temperature's supposed to get up to about 85 degrees tomorrow, and it could be wet off and on, certainly overnight tonight, and it's possible about any time tomorrow, maybe a little bit more likely in the morning, but still some rain showers possible for tomorrow night for the high school football games, and then turning nice for the remainder of the weekend. Bing Crosby wrote recorded with Bob Scobie's Frisco Jazz Band, maybe the best album Crosby ever recorded. He loved traditional jazz. And he recorded this song out of the 1920s, a song that may be just about right for late summer, early fall.
A girl I'm wild about, every time I take her out, I hurry, I scurry, I worry so, and we always can be found where there's no one else around. If I lost her, what a blow, I love her, oh, 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 yes, I love her in the morning, and I love her at night. I love her, yes, I love her, when the stars are shining bright. I love her in the springtime, and I love her in the fall. But last night on the back porch, I love her best of all. and I love her at night. First time that I dug this chick, it was true love at first sight. I love her in the springtime, and I love her in the fall. But last time I gave her my frat pen, then I loved her best of all. Springtime, and I love her in the fall. But last night Ma went shopping, and then I loved her best of all.
Bob Scobie's Frisco Jazz Band with Bing Crosby. You're on Radio Munson on GLT. It's not quite a time to sweep out yet. We're going to let the water dry a little bit and listen to Dinah Washington in just a few minutes. But give me that mop right over there. Just thank
you.
Support for GLT comes from smart local businesses that get more by investing in public radio, reaching an engaged audience across central Illinois, while also sustaining GLT's high-quality programming. Find out how your business can get more at wglt.org/sponsor. This is GLT.
Did you say I've got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn. Ooh, teach me tonight. Let's start with the ABC of it. Roll right. right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me tonight. The sky's a blackboard high above you. If a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you. A thousand times across the sky, one thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Come on and teach me tonight. I'll use that star to write I love you. A thousand times across the sky, one thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me. Teach me tonight.
Dinah Washington at 8:25 here on GLT. Gladly learn and teach. Yeah, that's what we're about at Illinois State University. I'm Don Munson. We're here on just Thursday nights, and I'm glad that you make this sort of appointment radio. Always glad to have you aboard. That's a clarinet of Artie Shaw, the band leader in 1938. He had maybe his best band. He had several bands over there. He quit, and then he'd come back and form another band, quit, form another band. But in 1938, he featured one of his saxophonists and pals, Tony Pastor, on vocal as they did a little send-up of Indian Love Call.
That means I offer my love to you to be around. If you refuse me, I will be blue. I'm waiting all alone. But when you hear my love call ringing clear, and I hear your answering echo so dear, then I will know our love will come true. You belong to me, I belong to you. Thank you.
1938, Artie Shaw had that great band, and Buddy Rich had just joined the band as a drummer, and they took a little shot at the Nelson Eddy Jeanette McDonald, more operatic version of Indian Love Call. Tony Pastor is the guy who did the vocal. Artie Shaw was a complex guy, and you know, he quit the band several times. He quit right in the middle of a dance one night at and a broadcast, national broadcast, at the Hotel Pennsylvania in the Café Rouge. He got hacked off. Somebody asked for something that he didn't want to play, and he went to the dressing room and didn't come back, and told everybody when they got off the bandstand that that was it. He was out of there. And he was on the road the next day driving down to Mexico, where he lived for a little while. So the band guys looked around, and they decided, well, let's make Tony Pastor the leader of our band. And it actually became Tony Pastor's band. Then he formed his own band, and it was in existence for another 20 years or so, even though Artie Shaw got back in the band business within a few months. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. Did you know that Errol Garner is left-handed? Well, I didn't either. But I was talking to Laura Kennedy here about Errol Garner. She points out that Errol Garner was Johnny Carson's favorite pianist of all the pianists he had over the years on The Tonight Show. And I can see why. I mean, he's my favorite pianist of all time as well, Errol Garner. But I didn't know he was left-handed. He told an old-time bass player that he came around when everybody was playing stride piano, and, you know, you had to move that left hand around, you know, playing alternating bass notes and chords while your right hand played the melody. But Errol Garner said, you know, Teddy Wilson and Father Hines and Art Tatum were doing all that. And Errol Garner said, I never could do that with my left hand, but I could just, you know, play chords in one spot in the same octave range with my left hand. A lot of folks didn't know I was left-handed. My right hand was weakest. I'd always have to play catch-up with my right hand, which dragged just a little bit. Errol Garner. Never did learn to read music. 5'2" tall. And he'd sit on a couple of phone books to boost his height a little bit when he sat on that piano bench. Let's test out that left hand here with the great Errol Garner in his famous Carmel by the Sea concert. Thank you. That's Errol Garner. I said that was at Carmel, California, this famous Concert by the Sea, and I was wrong about that. It was up the coast a little bit in Seattle, Washington, where he played before an appreciative audience. Errol Garner could not, as I said, read a note of music. Ron L. Bright said Errol had no relationship to the keys, none. He didn't read that music, he'd just play. And the bassists who played with him said sometimes they'd have to play Misty in B or F sharp. The next night, the song might be in E or A, whatever Errol was hearing at the moment. There was no difficult keys for Errol. That's why Errol always started songs by playing solo or doing a little vamping, as he's doing here. The whole purpose was to give the bass player time to figure out the key.
Thank you.
Well, nobody called. But if they had and they said, play Misty for me, that's the version I would play. Errol Garner, he wrote it. Well, he didn't exactly write it, but he thought it up. Somebody else had to write it down. Here's Steve Lawrence on Radio Munson.
It seems we stood and we talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes that you wore. The smile you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening once again. And so it seems we have met before, and we laughed before, also loved before. But who knows? Who knows where or when? That have happened for the first time seem to be happening once again. And so it seems we have met before, and we laughed once before, we also loved once before. But who knows? Who knows where or when?
Today's programming is made possible in part by GLT Day sponsors Lori and Ray Bergner, honoring National Citizenship Day and welcoming new and future citizens as they improve our country. Lori and Ray also honor the 20th anniversary of the Immigration Project, which provides professional legal help to immigrants. To learn how you can become a day sponsor, call 309-438-8910 or go to wglt.org.
Thank you.
There's some guys that have a lot of fun playing some ancient songs. That one is just a three-letter title, Y-O-U. It's called You. Walter Donaldson wrote that. He was a prolific songwriter, wrote over 600 songs in the first half of the 20th century, a 30-year career. And he collaborated. He wrote At Sundown, Little White Lies, You're Driving Me Crazy, and that one. Marty Gross, the guitarist, put together a great band for that. I promised some Louis Jordan tonight. Louis Jordan on Radio Munson. And I don't see why we don't just do that right now. A little Jump Blues from 1946. Hang on.
Heading for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack and pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, jiboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situations from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack, so put it right back in the rack, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, jiboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Settle down by the railroad track, live the life of Riley in the beaten down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack and watch the train a rolling when it's falling a jack. For I just love the rhythm of the clickety clack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo choo, choo choo, jiboogie. Woo woo, woo woo, jiboogie. Choo choo, choo choo, jiboogie. Take me right back to the track.
Jordan recorded that in 1946. Jump Blues had been around for a while, but it was just sort of melding in with a sort of a jump jazz sound as well. And it was all precursor to the rock and roll that we grew up with a decade later. I'm Don Munson. It's radio. You know, we don't play them if they don't swing here on Radio Munson. That's sort of been our rule of thumb here for a long time. John Odo, the pianist, is going to explain why we do what we do here and our hope that we can keep on doing it. This is a song that Rosie Clooney recorded with the Basie Band late in her life. It was written by Fred Astaire for Ziegfeld Follies, 1945. And Rosie does it justice. It says it for me. If swing goes, I go too.
Some old fogey wants to ration swing. says your psyche won't survive if you dance to that jump and jive. I can't help it if I shout and sing. They can take away my breakfast, they can take away my lunch, but there's just one thing that they can't take, that's the rhythm of a swing band bunch. I like my music, and I like it high. If I try to shake it down, then I just wanna die. What's this talk about waltzes taking the place of swing? I don't like waltzes. If they cancel my soap operas, I'll make it through. They can take away most anything, but if swing goes, I go too. It makes them lose their minds. Me, I'll stick with Basie. They can take away the polka, that dance I'll never do. They can take away most anything, anything and everything, but if swing goes, I go.
That's Rosemary Clooney with the Basie Band. And who wrote that? I said Fred Astaire wrote that. He did. He wrote both the music and the lyrics to that. John Odo on piano, Bob Ojeda on trumpet, and Kenny Hing was the guy who was playing the tenor saxophone with the Basie Band that at the time, I think, was led by Grover Mitchell. It was led by several of the old Basie alums over the years. Well, Evening Jazz is going to continue after we make a stop for NPR News at the top of the hour. Pearl Django coming up. Glenn Wilson here in the next half hour. And Shanna Tucker. Buddy DeFranco plays some clarinet. The great alto of Benny Carter. And right after the news, Harry Connick Jr. with Ellis Marsalis. Yeah, Evening Jazz here on WGLT, Normal, Illinois. I'm Don. We do this on Thursday nights. You can reach me at don@wglt.org. Love to hear from you. And it sort of encourages me to put some stuff together and come in here on Thursday nights. I'm never sorry I do it. I mean, I have a great time doing it. Well, we're probably going to get some rain showers overnight and maybe some rain off and on tomorrow, into tomorrow night, the way they see it right now. And after tomorrow night, great weather for the weekend. So if you're out and about, even if it's tomorrow, enjoy this. Just on the fringe of autumn with September in the rain. Harry Sweets Edison's trumpet there with Nelson. I'll see you next Thursday. Thank you.